Okay. Pathways, the new way of building or training your AI models. So welcome to BPEC podcast. So that is our topic on this particular week. So now, what exactly this pathways and what exactly this AI models? Let us just go deep into this pathways and AI models. We all are familiar with our machine learning models, deep learning models like linear regressions, logistic regressions, decision tree, a random forest, your long short-term memory cells, your computer vision algorithms, all this. So basically, we call all these algorithms as dense algorithms. So now, whatever the pathways, as I said right now, it is a sparse activity-based algorithm. What exactly meant by sparse activity-based algorithm? Let's go deep into it. So now, in order to go into this topics, let's go deep into this particular machine learning first, the history of machine learning and the drawbacks of machine learning. First, let us understand the history of machine learning. And before that, I just need to thank Google. So it is a research paper. Whatever we are discussing on this week is a research paper. And they started implementing it, so which we are calling it as pathway-based language models. So now, what exactly meant by pathway? And I just need to thank, as I said, so the way the Google came here, it's like amazing. So now that's what we just need to thank. And we need, before even why I'm thanking, let's understand more about it. So let's see about machine learning. So in 2001, Google people came up with an idea. They are able to get a lot of misspelled words. It can be Google or whatever it is. When they are typing it in Google or whatever the things, or the Gmail, whatever they are doing it. So there are a lot of misspelled words. So the challenge this Google is having at that point of time is they want to autocorrect the misspelled words. So in order to autocorrect the misspelled words, in 2001, they got an idea. We want to use one of the obscure technique. So which is like uncertain technique, means they never implemented machine learning, or it's more like whether it's going to work or not. So this machine learning is a new thing in 2001. So they said, so why can't we apply this machine learning so that we are able to make the words to be corrected, auto correction. So whatever the misspelled words we are getting, we are automatically correcting it. So for that reason, they came up with the machine learning and they started implementing. And now if you are able to get into all this task, means like we are able to recognize the images. We are able to see that in the LinkedIn or in the YouTube, all this YOLO nets. So it can recognize whether we are wearing a mask or not. It can recognize, hey, it's a bottle, or it can recognize, hey, this is a person. So in this way, the YOLO can do some recognition task. Or even in our phones or in our smartwatches, we got this ovulation prediction. So for ladies and all that. And apart from it, we are able to detect the crashes in a car. And apart from it, while you are writing an email, it is able to give you auto completion to your emails. So we are able to predict a lot of climate related changes. So we are able to predict a lot of things. It can be a yield, or we can predict whether it is a crop or whether it is a yield. So a lot of things we can do with machine learning. But as I said, so machine learning or this field is primarily dealing with this dense algorithms. What exactly meant by dense algorithms or dense activity is, let me take a small example. For example, we humans, we are able to do a lot. Means like if you take our brain, there are like close to 100 billion neurons in our brain. And in order to perform an activity, like a few tiny neurons going to be activated to perform each activity. For example, I want to speak like this. Few neurons are activated. So I want to go and I want to run on a treadmill. Another few neurons are activated. So I want to play a game. Another few neurons are activated. Or I want to go and go with the swimming. Another few neurons are activated. So I have one brain and there is a complete neural network, and a few neurons are used in order to perform each and every activity. Now, if you take a machine learning, it's not like that. So how exactly the machine learning is, let us take a very simple example. Now, I want to learn a skill called as a swimming. So in order to learn a skill like swimming, I want to forget everything, or I want to unlearn all the skills which I learned. Means like I know walking, I know running, I know jogging, I know playing cricket, I know playing badminton. In order to learn swimming, I want to unlearn everything. Means even I want to unlearn my language which I know, and I want to start everything from the scratch as fresh. So that's what your machine learning algorithm do. So in order to learn images, it need to unlearn some other activities. So now again, for example, I want to learn a new skill like data science. I want to unlearn everything. I want to unlearn my English. I want to unlearn my, social knowledge. I want to unlearn my program. Everything I want to unlearn, and I want to learn all the skills fresh. That's how our machine learning algorithms are running. So, and even there is, with when you take a human, there is one more advantage with humans is like, so we are not at responding. For example, someone wrote an email, hey, for example, someone said, hey, Kant, you just need to give a call. Or someone, like with the word, they said, hey, you want to give a call to that person. Means like with a voice he's speaking. Or someone showcased me an image. Hey, you need to call this person. It is an image. Or someone is giving kind of sign. Hey, you need to call me. Kind of signs he's giving. So any form of data, my brain can process it and it is able to perform a follow action. So, but with machine learning, we try to choose a specific data. Hey, the data need to be a text data, or the data need to be a audio data, or the data need to be a particular image data, or it need to be a video data, or it need to be a numerical data. In this way, so we are trying to have a specific data type and we try to build the models. So now, but when we come to human brains or human activities, we can process any types of data. We have all the pathways in our brain to perform the activities. We have all the pathways in our brain to perform an activity related to swimming. So while I'm walking, so I know walking as well as I know swimming. So after a few years, I want to learn dancing. All right, that's not a big problem. So after walking, after swimming, even I can learn dancing. So now I learn data science, even I want to learn something else skills. You can keep on adding up on the skills. So in your brain, so your brain going to use the pathways. So the tiny pathways to perform the desired activity. The same thing Google thought of coming into the picture. So instead of making your algorithms to perform one activity, specific activity at a time, why can't a single network can perform multiple activities? And why not multiple data types at a single stretch? Means like we can feed a text data, we can feed a audio data, we can feed a image data, or we can feed a particular numerical data, whatever maybe the data is. Why can't this model or this particular thing going to work? That's the basic idea behind the pathway based models. And this pathway based models going to work on any type of data. Means like you can pass, as I said, it can be an image data, or it can be audio data, or it can be a video data, any type of data, it can work. And it can perform n number of tasks. Then saying n number of tasks, few tasks. As of now, Google came up with few tasks it can perform. And they created this pathway-based models. So with 540 billion neural networks or 540 billion parameters in a very simple note. So now it's a vast, and even when they compared in the research paper, so in lines of an English knowledge, basically this pathway models, they created it for the language. So like your common sense reasoning, or tell me a joke, or explain a joke, or for example, I'm writing down the text, it need to convert that text into a code, or for example, I got a coding, I have written it, it's not executing, so my pathway models need to make this code to be executed. You no need to fix it, the model itself going to perform few corrections and it going to fix the code. And they said it is having an accuracy close to 82.1% in order to fix the code. So again, by listening to this, no need to feel, hey, is it going, so when this pathway models can replace the way we are writing down the code, so even, is it something like, is it replacing the humans? No. Again, when these people are coming up with fixing the code, the goal is not to replace the humans, but to help the humans. So again, you can give the text, you can type it, hey, you need to write down this one, you need to write down this code. It is automatically able to convert the text to the code. So as well as, so they performed various WinGuard test, which is more, we can say, it is able to perform even the WinGuard test are also going pretty good, where exactly it is having a very good common sense reasoning test. Basically, WinGuard is called as common sense reasoning. It is having a very good common sense reasoning as well. And apart from it, so it is able to perform a lot of question answering. It is doing very good, and it is able to understand the comprehensions. So it is able to it is able to pick the shortest route. So if you are able to write down, identify the best option, it is able to do that. So in this way, for example, it is able to identify the synonyms. Whenever you are going with an English, it is able to identify the synonyms. So these pathways are not just performing a single task. It's not a model which can perform a single task, like a dense task. So for one data set, perform only one task. So it can perform only something like classifying a spam over a spam. Sorry, spam over a non-spam. It's not just one task. It can perform multiple tasks. Means it's like, that's the reason. So it got trained over 540 billion parameters and it can perform sparse activities. It's not just a single activity. It is using various pathways in order to predict one class. It's not classification again. So activities. So classification is different. Basically, you can ask me, hey, basically machine learning can perform activities. So not activities. It can perform classification. So if I showcase a phone, it can say whether it is a phone or whether it is something else. It can perform classification, but task is different. So like reasoning is a separate task. So joke explanation is a separate task. Then saying a task activity, and even reasoning is a separate task. So common sense is a separate task. So trying to identify the best answer is a separate task, or trying to convert a code or a text into the code is a separate task. Or again, we can say like fixing the code is a separate task or an activity. So now this pathways can perform different types of activities. So without taking the complete new data and training from the nothing, so you can try to add on, keep on, you can keep on adding lot of tasks where exactly this pathways are more taking a structure of a human way. Means like how a human can learn multiple activities in the similar way, this pathways are able to learn it. So this is what this Google came up into the picture. So if you are able to, so this, if in case if anyone are interested, so you can go through and you can read the research paper, which is called as PaLM language models, which is called as pathways language models, which is available. So if you can read it, so even you can see it can perform a lot of operations like code completion operations, arithmetic operations, semantic parsing operations, translation operations. And this is constructed not only on English, it is this pathway models are developed on top of multilingual data. So but in a very simple note, they developed this entire pathway models on a minimum of 20% of other languages, and majority of the language is English, and the 20% is of other languages. And they constructed this entire model. So by collecting data like high quality web documents, they collected books, they collected Wikipedia, they collected conversations, and even they collected GitHub codes. So, and they also collected a lot of lossless vocabulary. So even which includes the white spaces. White spaces are nothing but the spaces between the words. Even they included the white spaces and they trained this model. So now that's where I think it is able to perform natural language tasking, common sense reasoning, reading comprehensions, question answering, Vinogrod style. Means like, as I said, common sense reasoning itself. It is a testable. It is doing well. So now in this way, They created this pathways. So one model for multiple activities. So one model for multiple activities. Within each activity, again, there is a classification. If you want to draw it like a structure or a tree, so now this pathways can perform multiple activities. And within each activity, there is a classification. Hey, going to this word or not this word. There is a classification. So that is the kind of model they came up with. So now that's what, like this 2022 is like pathways. We can see there is a even more breakthrough. We all are thinking about, hey, there is a GPT-3 model, or there is your BERT models, or there is the ELMO models. Now, whatever the BERT and all this we are taking, it's an older story. It's completed. Now, the complete time is about pathways, like where exactly a single model which can perform multiple activities. So now, think about it. So always try to find the interest in reading the research paper. So this is a research. So they started with a simple, they came up with an idea. So they want to fix the business problem, the auto correction, or we can say like wherever there is a misspelled word, they need to correct. That's where they started in the Google. And this is the point. It's still a beginning. So we can see a lot more inventions, a lot of research around the space of AI. So where exactly, again, as I said, AI purpose is not to harm the humans. But if you are able to use it in a proper way, it is only to help the humans in order to do our activities in a more efficient way. So now companies are looking for more efficient AI engineers or ML engineers, so who can offer so research, not just the coding. So coding is a part of it, but research is the major thing. So I felt it. The major drawback we are having, even I'm having, like everyone are having, is the thought process. So I felt it when they came up with the pathways. The way they thought is different. So the way they thought of is like beyond the limits. Means like we always think like, I take a data set, train a model, build it, it is able to perform a classification. But pathways are not like that. A single model, like a brain, which can perform multiple activities. So like the human brain. So we can keep on adding more and more activities. This pathways, we can keep on adding more and more tasks. So it keep on learning. So that is the benefit we got with the pathways. So in case if you are planning to learn AI ML, so in case if you want a free mentorship, try to book a free mentorship call with me. And in case if you are looking for anything else, so you can please comment it below in the chat. Thank you.